call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Live from New York and broadcasted worldwide
on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Echo, Apple TV, Siri, and all mobile streaming devices.
Welcome to Productivity 360, your platform for all things productivity.
With your host, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph,
a.k.a. Mr. Productivity. It's time to talk productive.
Welcome to Productivity 360. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph. First and foremost, I want to say thank you to everyone who has been sharing, commenting, and leaving reviews online about Productivity 360 every Friday right here on Bashani and worldwide. I want to thank each and every one of you. And you know what I always say? I say everything, and I'll say that again, everything in life is better when we are productive. Okay. Today's show is going to be a dynamic show. I'm super excited about the topic today. It is something that I literally put my hat on every single day and share with people about. And I'm telling you, you don't want to miss this show. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm talking about you getting your pen out. I'm talking about you getting your pad out right here, right now. I'm talking about if you're driving, folks, I want you to pull over. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Because it's about to get serious. I want to talk to you about producing life. Producing life. Now, you already know when I talk life, there's an acronym behind life, but we will get to that. As I talk to you about producing life, I want you to turn your attention to a quote, if you would, that Mark Twain actually wrote many, many years ago. The two most important days in your life are the day you are born and the day you find out why. The two most important days in your life are the day you are born and the day that you find out why. I'm talking about producing life. Not only do I want to talk to you about producing life, I want to talk to you about dominating through what my watchword, of course, is productivity. So as we talk about producing life, I want you to keep that theme on your heart, on your mind, and in the front of you, dominating through productivity. Now, those of you who know me and who have followed me and have watched my work over the years, you know that life means something to me. Life is not just simply what you're living, but life is about legacy. Life is about influence. Life is about focus. And life is about execution. So how do I dominate through productivity? You dominate through productivity by producing life. You dominate through productivity by producing life. Now, before you can produce life, there are some questions that you need to ask yourself. Before you can produce in life, there are some questions that you need to ask yourself. And I would call this the discovery process. The discovery process. First and foremost, many of you may be wondering, who are you? Who are you? the moment that you find out who you are and what you were created to do is the moment that you discover yourself. The next thing that I want you to really hone in on is not only who are you, but what do you like doing? What do you like doing? You see, oftentimes we find ourselves liking what everyone else likes because we haven't found our true identity. We haven't come into our own. So we've become a copycat, if you would, of what others like to do. But I challenge you today on this Follow Through Friday to ask yourself, number one, who are you? Number two, what do you like? The third question that I would tell you to challenge yourself to ask today would be, how do you make the world a better place? How do you make the world a better place? So this is what I call, again, the discovery process. Who are you? What do you like doing? And how do you make the world a better place? Now, oftentimes people are going to say, well, these are very simplistic questions, but in your simplicity is where you learn how deep you really are. So have you figured those things out? Write them out. And then I want you to actually answer those questions and answer them in depth. Don't play games with yourself. Don't cheat yourself, but in depth, answer those three questions. And that, my friends, will help you in what I call the discovery process, okay? Now, I want you to ask yourself, what is it that you actually like doing? What is it that you actually like doing? Okay. Now, for me, I can tell you I like doing a myriad of things. But at the end and at the core of me, I love being close to water. I love and enjoy the beach. I love and enjoy my family. I love and enjoy helping people to produce at optimal levels. I love helping people have what we would call aha moments. I love helping people to recognize what's in them and allow them to pull it out so that one, they can become better, and two, they can better serve those who are around them. Are you picking up what I'm actually putting down? I sure hope so. All right, let's move forward. Again, we're talking about producing life and learning how to dominate through productivity. If you had an album, my question to you is, what would your album look like? What are the things that actually encapsulate who you are and actually take up the time that you do have? You see, time is what I would call the great equalizer. We are all separated in time, but we are we're separated in time, but we're judged by how we produce in it. We're judged by how we produce in it. So if I were to look at your album of your life, if I was showing you your life over the past 10 to 15, maybe even 20 years, what would your album look like? What would your album look like? If the things that you tell me that you like are X, Y, and Z, as I flow through your album of life, would I see those things? Or is that just a facade? Because I need you to be able to move in from what you like to what you love. What you like to what you love. I can tell you for Dr. V's perspective, I love my family. I love to produce. I love living life to the fullest. So if you happen to look at my album, it would be riddled with family photos. It would be riddled with vacations. It would be riddled with smiles. It would be riddled with helping people to produce their narratives. It would be riddled with actual expectations of living life to the fullest. My question to you is, what would your album be riddled with? See, this is what I talk about when I'm talking about producing life. Producing life. How are you dominating in your likes? How are you dominating in your loves? And how are you going to dominate in your daily living? We're going to get to that. Now, one of the things that I can honestly say is that I am serious about legacy. I am serious about legacy. And when I think legacy, I think and start to see things from a completely different lens than what most people are and what most people do. Legacy for me starts with the power of clarity. What type of legacy are you leaving? What type of legacy do you desire to leave? And what type of legacy are you currently leaving by the actions that you are taking right now as we speak? A couple of questions that I challenge you to ask yourself when you're figuring out whether or not you're serious about your legacy is, number one, who am I? Number two, what do I want to do? Number three, when do I want to do it? Number four, where do I see myself? Number five, why do I want to do it? And number six, how do I want to do it? These are the six questions that you must ask yourself if you're serious about legacy. See, this is what I know, folks. Without a shadow of a doubt, I am serious about my legacy. Because when asked these questions, I can answer them at the drop of a dime. Let me give you a bonus question. Out of those six, the bonus question is, who do you want to do it with? You see, there's no sense in getting to the mountaintop without bringing other people with you. So right here, right now, as you're listening to Productivity 360, I challenge you to get extremely clear. I'm talking about breaking out pen to pad and asking yourself these questions. Begin to build your legacy, but it starts with the power in clarity. The power in clarity. Let's dive in right now. So as we begin to build this thing and we begin to ask ourselves these questions and we get down to the bottom of it, how are we going to dominate with productivity or through productivity, and how are we going to produce life? Get serious early about your legacy. Legacy being what? What are you leaving behind? Who are you leaving it for? What do you plan on doing with that? And actually, how do you plan for it to be walked out, worked out, and fleshed out? When you ask yourself these serious questions, you now begin to see life from a different lens, because everything you do is building your legacy. The things that you do, the things that you don't do, the things that you meant to do but didn't do, they all are part of this. So hear me clearly. What legacy are you leaving today? That's the question of the day. Now, as we move into influence, my question to you is, what type of influence do you have? What type of influence do you have? Who have you come in contact with? Who have you impacted? And how is that changing the game? See, influence goes both ways. Who are you influencing and who are you influenced by? If you show me your five closest friends or the five people that you spend or invest the most time with, I will be able to show you the type of influence that you will have in life. Why? Because they often say that birds of a feather flock together. And my question to you today is, what type of bird are you? And what type of birds are you attracting? Because your influence should become contagious. Your influence should become contagious. Man, I sure hope that you're picking up what I am actually putting down right now. If you had the opportunity to take a piece of paper out or a notepad and you begin to write all of the people who have influenced you, and then next to those names, I would like you to write down how they influenced you and what arena did they influence you in. Then on that next sheet of paper, I'm challenging you to actually take a moment and ask yourself, who do you influence? Who do you influence? And then I want you to do the exact same project, if you would, and say, okay, these are the people that I influence. Now, how do you influence them and how do you impact them? See, this is really going to give you an opportunity to see inside of who you are. It's going to also give you an opportunity to see, are you really walking out the legacy that you said you desire? So that's influence. Are you getting it? Are you picking up what I'm putting down? It doesn't matter what part of life, but are you influencing someone? Whether that's education, whether that's spiritually, whether that's financially, whether that's this or that, coaching, X, Y, Z. Come on, folks. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? The next part of producing life is making sure that you are focused. See, I have a saying that I learned many, many years ago. What you focus on gets done. So what are you focused on right now? What are you seeing and what are you saying because you are focused? What are you focused on right now? If you're going to be dominating through your productivity, that means you have to have extreme clarity and you have to have extreme focus. And as you focus on something, what ends up happening in that moment is you get what I call pinpoint precision, and you begin to get laser focus. That means I'm locked in on something and I'm ready to push forward. When you get focused, folks, your life will change. When you change your mind, you will change your life. All right. The next step in this equation called life is what I call execution. Back in my day, we used to say, don't talk about it, be about it. Today, what we're saying to you is, it's time for you to execute. Education is great, but execution is key. If you are going to be someone who impacts the world in whatever capacity, it's going to come from the execution. So my question to you is, what are you implementing and executing today? What are you showing the world when it comes to what you say you are serious about? Remember, we're talking about producing life. Producing life. How are you executing? Do your words carry weight? If they do carry weight, why? Why do they carry weight? Because you're a person that knows how to execute. Application of information breaks out into execution. So, what are you executing today? What thought pattern or process have you actually thought out, walked out, worked out, and now people can see what I call the evidence and the results from that thing? This is what execution is all about. Let me share a few things with you guys. Life is meant to be lived and lived to the fullest. I'm going to share with you some principles that can actually help you in your everyday life. Number one, the principle of preparation. If you are going to dominate through productivity, you have to have preparation. Habits determine your level of effectiveness. Preparation is the key. As you prepare, when you prepare not to fail. But if you fail to prepare, you have already failed before you walk out the door or the gate. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? So I challenge you to create habits that will help you to become effective. And one of those habits is preparation. The next thing that I want to share with you is research. Research. No one knows everything, but you can research something and gain knowledge. True, if you take the R-E off of the search, the true and goodness out of this is, are you a searcher? Are you a searcher? Most people do research because they're trying to figure out something or learn something about something else that was already done. But when you take the R-E off of search, it actually says that you're going to seek out new knowledge. So become a researcher. Does that make sense? No one knows everything, but in your research, you can actually become a searcher and find wisdom and knowledge from this practice. All right. Let me share the next thing with you guys really quick as we're talking about producing life and dominating through productivity. That next thing would be called observation. Observation. See, outcome is determined by vision and perspective. So how you observe a thing will help you to determine the outcome of that thing. It'll help you to see it in its natural habitat, thereby understanding what the outcome should be. So outcome is determined by your vision and your perspective, and you can only get a proper perspective if you're willing to have the right observation. Let's talk about development for a moment. You see, many people have to understand this principle. Seek opportunities to evolve, not to expire. When you have an expiration date, that means that you're no longer appreciated. That means that you're no longer worthy. That means that you're no longer valid after that expiration date. Think of it as a bottle of milk. No one wants to drink 15-day-old milk past its expiration date. Why? Because what you're saying is it no longer holds the same value. It's no longer worthy to be drank. It's no longer good. Well, life is meant to be lived and lived to the fullest, but the key about living life is to develop each and every day. Find and seek out opportunities to evolve so that you don't expire. I think that would truly be self-explanatory. Well, let's take a look at the next thing, understanding. You have to get an understanding before you can truly be understood. So seek to understand first, then seek to be understood. Why is this so important? People are often trying to give you information overload. I'm talking about drinking from a fire hose, folks. You will never get full drinking from a fire hose because you will be over inundated. So it's best that you seek to understand first, then seek to be understood. So you take it one small step at a time, one bite at a time, one cup at a time, not turning on the fire hydrant and trying to get a drink. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? I surely hope so. At the end of the day, I want to give you nuggets that are going to help you in producing life, nuggets that are going to help you to dominate through productivity, okay? Let's look at this next thing. It's called challenge, the principle of challenge. Challenge simply says this: recognize and embrace transformation. Change is going to come and challenges will arise, but are you up for the challenge? Recognize and embrace that transformation is ahead. And when you do so, life becomes so much better. When you take something on as a challenge, that is saying that I'm not going to let this thing overwhelm me. I'm not going to let this thing cause me to become stale or stagnant. I'm not going to hesitate because this thing may be challenging. Accept the challenge, embrace the challenge, and go through the transformational process. That is what life truly is all about. Now, here's where I really, really want to take a little bit of time. As the word time, we're all equal in time, but we're separated by how we produce in it. Timeline. We must value time and execute accordingly. If you know that there are only 24 hours in a day, then treat it as such. The problem with time is most people don't have a good grasp of time. And most people don't recognize that time is the one commodity that you can't get back. So if time is precious, then you will value it. If time is precious, then you will execute accordingly with the time that you've been given, meaning you will not waste time. You will invest your time. You will maximize your time. Why? Because it's precious. How many of us have been maximizing our time? How many of us have been valuing our time? How many of us are executing with the time that we do have? Are you picking this up, guys? Listen, man, this is so good that I'm going to have to speak it back to myself, but I'll wait for that. It's all good, folks. Let's get done with the next three, and then I will put a few more things into the atmosphere for you as we talk about producing life and dominating through productivity. Can I share with you how important influence is? What does your influence look like? Well, let me share it this way. I challenge you to be intentional and be impactful, and your influence will go a long way. If you are intentional and you are impactful, then your influence will never be forgotten. The more that you are intentional about being impactful, the greater your influence becomes. The more that you are intentional about being impactful, the greater your influence becomes. Influencing others to do what you know needs to be done is a simplistic definition of leadership. All leaders understand how important influence is. Anyone who is leading someone else recognizes the importance of influence. All right, let's dive down to the word value. As we value things, what are we actually saying? That we believe in the worth of something else. Well, what is the best commodity on earth? People. So I challenge you, as you're producing life, to tap into the value principle of bringing out the best in others. If you bring out the best in others, you have no choice but to be valued. I love when things are so simplistic that they become complex. All right, let's dive into the next word, which would be execution, folks. Develop a culture of implementation. As we said earlier, I believe in evidence and results. And when you develop a culture of implementation, execution, it becomes your way of life. Don't talk about it, be about it. Don't simply say what you want to do, do it. Execution is the breakfast of champions, period. Hands down. Now, I want to talk to you about how you can produce life at optimal levels. I want to talk to you about a few different ways that you can maximize your sphere of influence and your reach. As you are listening to this show, you know that I'm on the radio. You know that we have a plethora of people who are on this wonderful platform. But I want to share with you an opportunity. If you've been listening to Productivity 360 and you say to yourself, I want to start my own show, I challenge you to reach out to me at contact, C-O-N-T-A-C-T, live, L-I-V-E, produce, P-R-O-D-U-C-E, at Gmail, and send me a message with the subject line, ready to start my own show. I want to teach you how to utilize radio as a platform to command the airwaves. See, because when you have command over the airwaves, you have power to actually put positivity and productivity into someone's hearing, someone's psyche. And that, my friends, is the key to being impactful, is sharing something with others that will transform and change their life. It is so invigorating. And I want to challenge you to be the voice that you seek to hear. You may be saying to yourself right now, you know what? No one ever taught me this type of stuff. No one ever shared X, Y, or Z with me. Well, you can make a difference. So I challenge you to step outside of your comfort zone and decide that you're going to start producing life. Decide that you're going to dominate through productivity and decide that you want to start by commanding the airwaves. So again, reach out to me at contactliveproduce@gmail.com. That's contactliveproduce at gmail.com. And simply put in the subject line, ready to start my show. I will teach you the ropes and show you how to maximize your productivity. The next thing that I want to share with people is this. Oftentimes, we want to look at television. People want to get on television to see themselves as an expert. And what I call this is simply dominating visually. Dominating visually. And nowadays, I can teach you several different ways, not only to get on television and magazines and all of these different things, but how to create your own platform so that you can dominate visually. Dominating visually is not just about television. It's also about your brand awareness. It's also about how you show up every single time. It's also about what people hear and what they begin to see when they hear what they hear. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? I sure hope so, because these are the things that you need to move forward. Another arena that I will tell you is digital space. I call it owning your digital real estate, whether that is through apps, social media, and all the different platforms that are out there. I challenge you to own your digital real estate. Why? Because digital is the wave of the world. My question to you is, do you have your ticket or do you have the key to unlock that door? Folks, we've been talking literally about producing life. And if you are excited about producing life and you want to be more productive, then I challenge you to reach out to me. I challenge you to ask questions. I challenge you to get serious. I challenge you to ask yourself, what is it that you truly like? What is it that you love? What is it that you're willing to do? Why do I say all of this to you? Because it is your time. It's time for you to produce, and it's time for you to maximize your life. Again, producing life and dominating through productivity. I'm Dr. Ver, and you know what I always say. I want you to be innovative and be productive. But most of all, I want you to get out there and I want you to produce the life that you desire to live. And again, be productive or be replaced. I'll catch you next Friday right here on Bashani and worldwide on Productivity 360. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the Productivity 360 Radio Show with Dr. Vernet A. Joseph. Interact with Dr. Vernet on the Productivity 360 Radio Show Facebook page. For books, coaching, or speaking inquiries, visit livetoproduce.com. Until next week, be productive or be replaced.
Even coronavirus can't keep us apart because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio app, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard?